Rahman Rahim. In our final video in regards to the virtues and the blessings of Ramadan directly from the lips of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, I want to share with you one final hadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam again said, Ya ma'ashar al-nas, ya ayyuhal nas, O people, the gates of heaven in this month are flung wide open and they are kept open. So pray that your Rabb does not close them against you. And the gates of fire are kept closed and remain closed. So pray that your Rabb does not open them for you. Know that the shayateen are kept chained. Therefore pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, does not unleash them against you. So this is again a reminder of the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is open. The doors of and the gates of heaven are flung wide open. So it is our duty. We need to have effort from our side to walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enter into the gardens of paradise. The gates of fire are kept closed and they are sealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to enter. Therefore, we need to make sure that our path is a path that takes us towards Jannah, takes us towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes us towards the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that you remain on the path of the Nabiyeen, of the Siddiqeen, of the Saliheen, of the Shuhada, of the Allah. This is the path that you need to take. Keep away from the fire, keep away from Jahannam, keep away from Shayateen, keep away and keep your nafs chained up as well. So subhanAllah, in all of these videos we've learned so much barakah is there, has been placed in the month of Ramadan for us. A month which is blessed, a month where you have a night better than 1,000 months, a month where your obligatory acts receive 70 times more reward, and nawafil acts as well, a month within which your salvation is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month where you need to remember the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will please Allah azza wa jal. A month where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of Jahannam. A month where you stop telling lies, a month where you stop your evil deeds and you stop your bad actions, a month where you improve your connection and your character and your conduct to yourself and to those people that are around you, a month where the days and the nights and your breathing are all counted as the acts of worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month where even our hunger and thirst will be transformed into the protection for us on the day of Qiyamah, a month of charity, a month of taking care of our elders and respecting our youngsters, a month of taking care of our orphans, a month of kindness and compassion, a month of removing the sins from our accounts, a month of lightening the burden of our sins, a month where we can prolong our sajda so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at us with anger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from the fire of hell. A month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to feed other people, and as a result we receive the full reward of their fast as well, even if we give them a piece of date, even if we give them a sip of water. This is that month where we recite one ayah of the Quran. It is more blessed than reciting the entire Quran in any other months. A month where the gates of heaven are flung open and the gates of hell are completely closed. So this is the month of mercy, of grace, and deep gratitude for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to become truly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. That when my slave asks you, Ya Rasulullah, concerning me, then answer them. Tell them that indeed I am near to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always near to us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exceptionally near to all of His servants and His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ, I respond to the dua of the supplicant when he calls upon me. When we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in qiyam, in ruku, in sujood, when we raise our hands, when we open our iftar, when we do our sahri, when we do all of those acts of worship and recite the Quran and give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I hear these, I see these, and I will respond to all of these actions. Therefore, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So let them obey me. This is the month of obedience. And believe in me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and believe in me. So we need to remind ourselves of our obedience first and foremost is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the dunya, and not our nafs, but to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we completely obey Allah azza wa jal, when we completely believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, then they will be rightly guided. We want to correct our way and our path, and we want to be guided towards the pleasure and the protection and the safety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can only do that when we follow the Quran and follow the beautiful Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to uncover the beautiful virtues and the blessings of Ramadan, and for us to achieve these beautiful blessings of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.